irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
And here we are.
Again.
Approaching.
Yes.
Are we 12? Still not 12 days of Christmas,
though? Not yet.
Oh, it's only the 8th.
Don't rush us.
Not quite there yet, but it is in full swing. Yeah. Our decorations are everywhere. We have a house in the Fillmore area that goes nuts, and they've got one of those orchestrated, you know, it plays to the music and the lights, and cool. He has 40 songs that are all holiday-based that he puts to music at the house. It's incredible.
Nice.
And the guy's name is Ron Howard.
Is it?
It's funny. Yeah,
oh.
Ron Howard. Go over to Ron Howard's house.
Yeah,
but he's one of those guys. It seems like everybody has one in their community, and that's definitely ours. And this guy goes along. He gets toys and stuff and gives them to the firefighters so they can distribute
nice.
Them. So it's part of his deal, his give back. So that's good. So
nice.
We are definitely in the Christmassy spirit here with Ron Grant, 8 years on the air.
Oh, man.
You know what 2019 means?
What does that mean?
9 years.
9 years.
Yeah,
that's right. March. It'll be 9 years in March.
Marching onward and upward here. So everything going well?
Everything's going good. I'm licking my chops for tonight.
And what's happening?
Tonight is the Tamale Festival. I can't wait. I can't wait. It starts at 11 o'clock today and goes to 7 p.m. If you get a chance, you need to come out. It's live reindeer and tamales. It's the Santa's Tamale Festival at 1555 Simi Town Center. That's up First Street, Simi Valley. It's going to be good. I can't wait to dig into the tamales. There's going to be all kinds of stuff to sample. Oh, it's going to be great. Can't wait.
Tamales are wonderful. They're fabulous. Yeah. And there's nuances to all of them. So as the tamale people battle, it's a good thing to fight over.
Battle of the tamales.
It's funny because chili cook-offs are great. Yeah. They're real fun. And there's a few here and there. But the tamale.
I can't wait.
So good. Where is this?
It's up at the town center in Simi Valley. It's at the mall, the outdoor mall up there, straight up First Street.
Have a hockey game.
Do you?
Dang.
In Simi?
No, we have. You know what? We might be home.
Because that's not too far from.
I can just cut right over and grab some tamales.
It's there. Going to be from 11 to 8. What time is
it? I think we do have a home game. Oh, this is glorious.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So I'll roll in with some tamales. Great tip from Ron Grant.
Yeah.
So get on over there and enjoy. So we're going into the 8 year. Got that. Going into the 9th year, actually. Got to get that right into March. So we have that going on, which is really cool. Plus, with Ron Grant, you can listen to the Safer Money Solution Show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just log on to the website, safermoneyspecialist.com. That would be your website.
That's my website.
Safermoneyspecialist.com. And you will hear the same show that we have Saturdays, 10 to 11, which we've done for years. But it's just a nice way to catch up if you happen to miss one because you're away from the radio, or if you just want to hear something again.
Yeah, repeat.
Maybe it's about the 401k, other topics and highlights from the show. You can do that.
Yeah, you just click onto that icon. Boom, it takes you right to the all the shows that are recorded, and you can listen to archive shows and whatever you want to do. So make sure you tune into that.
It is good. So let's take a look-see at what's going on with meeting with Ron Grant, which everybody should do. You know, we're getting to the end of the year. A lot of decisions are going to be made by people, and it's time to, you know, New Year's resolutions, whatever you call it, but everybody kind of, you know, resets at this time of the year, and it might be time to look at your retirement savings and see, are you investing in risk or are you staying safe? And if you chat with these folks, you could do it at their home or your office. They get a nice gift.
They do. If you meet with me one-on-one and I answer all your questions about how to keep that money 100% safe and guaranteed, where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose your gains. It's hard to make money, you know, and the bottom line is, if you got those gains, why would you want to lose them? So we lock them in every year, and we move up the ladder. Also, we're going to show you how to stop paying the pesky fees that you're paying to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k, your 403b company. All of those things have fees in it, and it takes away from your returns. You know, they have to get paid somehow, and that's how they do it. They get paid out of your pocket. My clients and I, we don't like that. Also, we're going to show you how to have a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. And that's important, kind of like a pension. You know, and when you've passed from this earth, your beneficiaries will get the balance, whatever's in there, and it's nice. So a meeting with me one-on-one, I answer all the questions, and then you get the $100 MasterCard or Visa to do what you want with. Have dinner, have lunch, pay a bill, whatever you'd like to do. Now, to qualify for those cards, you need to be between the ages of 55 and 75, and you need to have some immediate money that you want to keep safe with me. You know, with me, you'll never, ever, ever miss the upside of Wall Street, just the downside. You know, back in 08 and 09, when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I, we got zeros. And a zero is always, always better than a loss. You know, I got cookie baskets and thank you cards for not losing my clients any money. I own three of these. I own one fixed and two indexed. And I'll tell you something, for my retirement, that's what I want. I want my money safe. I want to sleep at night. So if you'd like to sleep at night knowing that that money is protected and backed by major insurance companies, and stop paying those fees to your financial planner, get out of the Wall Street casino. You know, last couple of years has been up. Even though we've had some volatility along the way here the last month and a half, 2 months, you know what? Now might be a good time to be a profit taker. Take some of your money out of the Wall Street casino. You know, most of you out there buy high and sell low, and that's not the way you're supposed to do it, but that's what you do. So if I can help you sleep at night knowing that that money's protected, please go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com. There's some third-party educational in there that you can take a peek at. There's some email testimonials. There's some radio testimonials. There's some good videos. In fact, if you own a 401k or a 403b, at the top of the page, you'll see my picture next to the microphone. Click onto that. That's a link to the 60-minute program. Steve Croft did an expose on the 401k recession. I don't own one of those, and I'll tell you, I was very angry when I saw it. Take a look at that. You need to see that if you own a 401k or 403b. And then also, there's another video there. It's a little cartoon. It talks about how the financial planners and stockbrokers are finally taking responsibility for doing such a poor job in your retirement. You need to see these things. It's fairly important. You know, knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And the more knowledge you have, the more power you have with your own money. You know, where does the best financial advice come from? It comes from you, and you need to do your own due diligence. So give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
We'll be back in just 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, I've been buying dinner for many nice folks for the past 9 years at my Safer Money public workshops, and some of you will not attend a public workshop. So I'm inviting you to call me at 660-1313 and make an appointment. We'll sit down and do a one-on-one meeting. After I've answered all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get a no-obligation-to-buy $100 gift card for dinner at a restaurant of your choice on me. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. With me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, never the downside, along with a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive, and pay no fees to your financial planner or stockbroker. So for a one-on-one with me and dinner on your own, call me now, 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
Boy, if I had dinner on my own with $100, I would have a heck of a dinner.
There you go. You
that
party animal, you.
Great.
Yeah.
You probably have to take the wifey, though.
Of course. Well, I would hope so. I mean, come on.
But when I hear dinner on my own, either this report by some dude from Harvard about eating French fries.
No.
If you have a serving of French fries, according to this Harvard guy, how many should you eat?
Two.
Six.
Oh, okay.
So you get more. So you're at least on the good side. Six.
Yeah, I couldn't eat six.
Oh.
Like a potato chips. How many can
it's
you?
It's a joke.
There's no way.
Six French fries.
If you have a hamburger and you have fries, you got to at least, I eat at least half the fries. You know, I can't eat the, I won't eat the whole stuff, but I'll eat half. I couldn't eat six. That doesn't even mesh with the food, the burger. You got to have it.
I'm bottomless fry guy at Red Robin and just keep
oh,
them coming.
Oh, my God.
That's how I played. I love my French
those
fries.
Those aren't real fries at Red Robin.
No, well, you know, but if you go to In-N-Out, they do cut potatoes.
I love In-N-Out.
They cut potatoes.
I like their fries.
That's for real.
The problem with In-N-Out is you got to eat them quickly because it seems like they get cold quickly.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I think
because they're real. They're not some weird chemical thing. So it's an authentic French fry.
Our body won't know what to do with it.
Yeah, thank you very much to the folks at In-N-Out for
providing
great fries. Let's get into the show here. Right. Welcome back to the Save for Money Solution Show with Ron Grant. Going into our ninth year next year. And we're looking at brokers and financial planners and talking about portfolios, diversification. How is that different than true class diversification? Because they'll tell you that you're spread out over a huge, huge scope, a big landscape of money.
Yeah.
Maybe not so.
Well, what they're saying, what the brokers and the financial planners usually do is they put you in different pots of risk. And, you know, every time I meet with people, they say, you know, I've got low risk or I'm just medium risk in most of my 401k. My broker's got me set up so it's low and it's medium and I'm not taking any really big risk because I'm going to retire in 2 or 3 years. But here's what people don't understand. The word risk is the word risk. It doesn't matter if it's low risk, medium risk, or high risk. It's still risk. And you can still lose your principal and you can still lose your gains. And, you know, you're working hard for your money. Why would you want to sock your money away, transfer it into, in your 401k, transfer it into the market and then have this risk and potentially lose it? So true class diversification, this is where you really should be throughout your life, no matter if you're young or you're old. If you're young, you can take a little bit more aggressive things because you have time to make up any losses. As we get into our 50s and 60s and 70s, we don't have time to make them up. So true class diversification, number one is real estate. That's important, okay? Number two, liquid money. Think about that. Liquidity. You got to have some liquid. When I say liquid, you should be able to get to it in 2 to 5 days without having to sell everything you own, okay? Liquid money. Third thing is an indexed annuity. A good indexed annuity will help you because you know what? It's safe. It's backed by major insurance companies. It lets you participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, but never the downside of Wall Street. And generally, it doesn't have any fees. There are some companies out there that have what we call income riders, and that rides on the policy, and they charge a fee for that income rider. There are some other companies that don't charge a fee for that income rider. So that's why I deal with the multiple companies. I have all the companies, the top companies to deal with. The other thing that I firmly believe in, and I have in my portfolios, is metal. I have gold. I have gold coins, the right gold coins, and we'll be talking to Will Hart today again on what the real gold coins look like and what they should be in your IRA, your 401k, etc. But you've got the metals that help you offset the dollar. I've got the indexed annuity that I can get a lifetime guaranteed income if I want, and that's important. You know, we work so hard throughout our life. We put that money away. A lot of you didn't. Well, you didn't go vacation a lot and you didn't go out to dinner a lot because what you were doing is you were scrimping and you were saving to protect that money for your golden years. Yet you put your money in the stock market, in the 401k, the 403bs, in risk. It just perplexes me sometimes. I meet with a lot of people every day and I see what these people are in and it just doesn't make sense to me. I scratch my head. I go, why are you in these type of risky products at your age? Again, if you're a 30-year-old, hey, you don't want to lose your money either, but you got time. You got time to make it up, unless you get hit by a bus, and of course, then you don't have time. But here's the situation. If we're 50, 60, or 70, we don't have time to make up those losses. And you know, my personal opinion is I feel the financial planners and the stockbrokers are painting everybody with the same brush. They're selling the same thing to a 30-year-old as they would a 60-year-old. And I know your broker's got you diversified, and I'm in different pots of risk, and I'm in low risk. It doesn't matter. It's still risk. And if you want to be diversified, you want to be class diversification. As I said, real estate, liquid money, good indexed annuity. Metal, gold, and silver. These are things that have true class diversification. You build the foundation strong. strong from the ground up, just like a house. You don't put the house foundation on twigs. No, you put it in concrete, or you build, you know, massive 4x4s and put the wood floor down. The bottom line is the Wall Street casino is not a foundation. It's not a strong foundation. It goes up, it goes down. It goes up, it goes down. Wall Street has lost your money not once, but twice in the last decade, almost 50%. And we know they're going to do it again. They're way overdue for a major correction. We don't know what's going on with China. We don't know what's going on with Korea. We don't know what's going on with Russia. We just had the elections. We've still got fallout that. We've got the caravan down in Tijuana, you know, trying to break the border. We've got all kinds of things that are that we have to deal with as a United States country. Okay? And this affects whatever goes on throughout the world is affecting our dollar. And, you know, the broker says, well, we'll just put you in American stocks. Oh, that's great. Okay. You know, Buffett's even getting out of a lot of American stocks. You know, if you read stuff, Buffett and those guys, they're getting out of a lot of American stocks. Okay. So here's the situation. You have your 401k, and it's all in Wall Street. And this year, coming up, 2019, you're going to retire. You're going to pull the plug. Hey, congratulations, you worked hard. It's time to relax, enjoy yourself, maybe golf, maybe travel, maybe buy a second home. But if that money is in Wall Street and Wall Street goes down, how do you think your living's going to go? Probably not too good. See, I take my clients' money and we roll it over and we put it into a good indexed annuity. Now their money's safe. It's got big bars around it. It's in a box, a safe, a fireproof, waterproof box that you can't get into and lose. Now, we get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street. Yes, we do. When the market goes up, we get to go up with it. We just can't go up as high as there. But guess what? What we don't participate in is the downside. Think about this. You and your buddy are in a 20-story office building. And you're both on the fifth floor. And 2008, 2009 came. Your buddy's in Wall Street. And you're in a good indexed annuity. Your buddy goes all the way to the basement via the express elevator. Boom. Lost it. Sitting down in the basement waiting for the market to come back up. You, however, are on the fifth floor. Now, when the market starts to come back up, your buddy's starting to come back up. But guess where you're going? You're on the sixth and the seventh and the eighth floor on your way up. Your buddy has to come all the way back to the fifth floor just to break even. Why would anybody want to do that? Why not just not lose it in the first place? Doesn't that make more sense? It does to me. I mean, that's why I don't own stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. I have my money in safe, protected, guaranteed insurance products. I participate in some of the upside of Wall Street. I'm very happy with what I'm doing. And I get a guaranteed lifetime income. So if you want true class diversification, we need to speak. Give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me sit down and help you.
Now, why is it important to focus on having lifetime income versus a rate of return after the age of 50? Now, what is a rate of return after the age of 50?
Well, think about this. You know, you're 30 years old, and you really want you're looking for returns. You want to get your money. You want to gain. And you're aggressive. You should be if you're 30 years old because you got time to make it up. 50, 60, 70 year olds, we should not be so much concerned about a rate of return, but worrying about a lifetime income. Somebody, we have to pay for our bills somehow, some way. And a lot of people don't have a pension. You know, maybe they're getting Social Security. We don't know how long that's going to last. You know, there's been tremblings all over the Washington about what's going on with Social Security. You know, here's what you have to think about. It's going to take money to pay your bills. And, you know, people say, well, my house is paid for. My cars are paid for. My credit cards get paid every month. Great. Fantastic. You've done a fantastic job and you should be proud of yourself. However, you have taxes. You have house taxes. You have insurance. You have food. You have medical. You have emergencies. You might want to take a trip. You might have a hobby that costs money. You might have a second home that needs to be taken care of. The money has to come from somewhere. And the best way to do that is like a structured income coming in. Many of you have pensions, and that's great. But is that enough? And what is the pension in? Is it in company stock? Well, you know, if the company goes under, where does your pension go? That's a question you need to ask the company. You know, I wouldn't think it's going to go too good for you. Here's the thing. Your 401k that you've been packing away for 20 years or whatever, if the market tanks, now the rate of return that you were getting is zero. In fact, you're in a minus. Where if you look at a lifetime income, building the lifetime income structure that you're going to be able to live on a regular basis, you need to know consistency. And that's what I provide for people. I provide that guaranteed lifetime income if they'd like. You know, a lot of you out there don't need another income stream, and that's okay. That's fine. Then what we do is we leave that money for our beneficiaries. It's called parked money. Leave it for your son or your daughter or your grandkids or the church or the synagogue, or maybe you give it to the animals or whatever. The bottom line is, why would you want to risk that money? Didn't you work hard for it? Did you get up every morning, put your feet on the cold floor and go to work? You scrimped, you're saved. Why in the world would you want to give it away? You know, you have to look at it this way. The financial planners and the stockbrokers charge you fees. That's how they make their living. You know, somebody paints your house, going to charge you to paint your house. Somebody cuts your lawn, going to charge you to cut the lawn. I understand that. But there are better ways. And the ways are that you keep the principal protected. So I never risk the principal. One thing when we get together once a year over the phone, through the mail or in person, we'll never, ever be talking about or discussing your losses because there won't be any. As long as you don't take out more than 10% penalty free, or you can get a lifetime income, that's fine, or break the contract early, you're not going to pay anything. And you can't lose your principal or your gains providing you follow the rules. Just like a cell phone. You know, you go to Verizon or AT&T or whoever your choice is, sign a contract for a year or 2 years. If you break the contract, what happens? You're going to pay a penalty. The nice thing about the indexed annuities is they have a declining surrender charge. So, you'll pay more in the first year than you would maybe in the fourth or the fifth year. That's how that works. But think about this. If you're over 50, you should stop chasing returns and worry about getting an income that you can support your family on, that you can keep the lifestyle. You remember I've told you about this for many years. If you are living in this area, you're looking at about 80% of your current income that you're going to need in retirement. 80%. That's a ballpark figure. Could be 90, depending on your how you live. But here's the thing. If you move to Tennessee, maybe 60%. However, you're going to need a structured income coming in that's not in risk, that's not in volatility, that can't go down, that you can't lose out of, and the fees aren't draining whatever you're earning. You know, I meet with a lot of people, as I've said many times, and I see what's happening. I see the people paying the fees. They're not even making enough to pay the fees sometimes for the financial planners and the stockbrokers and the 401k companies. They're fee-driven. That's a fee-driven industry. Fee, fee, fee. And that's not that French poodle down the street. Where the insurance company, you have a structure. You can have an income coming out of there. And again, some of the companies charge for an income rider and some of the companies don't. We look at all the companies. We see which company is going to be right for you. See, if I help you with a product, a service, or an account, I get paid from the insurance company. It comes out of their budget, marketing budget, just like car insurance, fire insurance, life insurance, health insurance, long-term care insurance, and the indexed annuities. Your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k, the 403b, the TSA, the TSP companies all get paid out of your pocket. It comes directly from your pocket. Whether you've made money or you've lost money, you're going to pay it. It's usually called asset under management. You know, back in 08 and 09, your brokers made money when you lost. My clients and I, we don't like that. That's why we're not in those types of products. And again, if you're over 50, why would you be concerned about chasing a return? Because you have to be in risk to chase that return, in my opinion. But guess what? If you're in an indexed annuity, you're still going to get a return, but you're not worried about chasing it, and you're not worried about losing your whatever you made, your gains. When the market goes up, we get to go up with it. We just don't go up as high. But when the market drops, we're going to stay level. We're going to stay right there. That's how these products work. It's pretty simple. It's not brain surgery. It really is pretty simple. You know, we pick major companies that are backed by major dollars that are strong and liquid, and this is what we go with. So if getting a lifetime income that you can't outlive, that's important. Think about that a minute. You can't outlive this income. You can't outlive it. And when you've passed away, whatever is left in there will go to your beneficiaries. You know, a lot of the people have that are talking to me now, they're getting ready to pull the plug, and they have some sort of pension at work. Some of those pensions, when they die, it goes with them. They don't, their spouse or their family doesn't get to keep anything, or if they do, maybe half or whatever. This is totally different. Whatever's left in the pot, your spouse or your beneficiaries get. Hate to say the word spouse. I got chastised one time. Lady says, I'm not leaving him nothing. I'm giving it to so-and-so and so-and-so. So now I say the word beneficiary. Whoever that beneficiary is, that's what you will do. If that's important to you, if it's important to take care of your family, knowing that you've got something to count on each and every month or year, that's how I help people. I love it. I get excited every day going out there meeting with people because I know that I'm protecting what they have, what they've worked so hard for. And, you know, I guess you could move in with your kids if that happened, if you lost your money. I don't know how that would work. If you have kids, if you do, you may be able to move in with them. You may not. I don't know. But I know one thing. I like my privacy, and I like my life what it is, and I just can't vision myself moving in with my daughters or one daughter and her husband or whatever. So I want to take care of myself. If that's important to you, give me a call, 805-660-1313. You can also go to my website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com, and you can contact me from there. Got great third-party educational information there. You can take a look around and go from there.
And we will be back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. As my client, I appreciate your business. And 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to a seminar, he bought me dinner, but today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security, and he'll even give you a $100 certificate to have dinner on him. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And another thing that's happening in town, starting tomorrow at the streets F and G Street in Oxnard, they start up their big holiday Christmas
holiday
lights.
It's
nuts.
F and G, yeah.
They do it so well.
Yeah, I used to live in North Oxnard. I used to live on Robert, and I remember they had some beautiful stuff down there because that's the old homes, you know, the kind
classics.
Of, the classics. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
The 40s and even maybe earlier. And they have, there's a Charlie Brown setup. There's a full railroad. There's a full nativity scene.
Wow.
It's really remarkable how much work they do. Bring a couple of cans of food because they have some collection bins there that they do for food share. So that's a nice thing to do here. It's also great to be on with Ron Grant here on News Talk 1590 KVTA. Let's talk about checking people out that are in your life, especially people that might handle your cash. So why should people take a little bit of a look at their stockbroker, financial planner, and insurance people and their insurance policy on a regular basis?
Well, first of all, you know, things change, Spence. I mean, stuff happens. You know, you've talked about it on this show several times, and of course on the news when you do the news in the morning during the week. A lot of fraud. There's a lot of crooks out there taking advantage of people, especially elderly people, which is, you know, against the law anyway. It's elder abuse, and then they take their money. I think it's important that you check out your financial planner, your stockbroker, your insurance agent, at least twice a year. It doesn't hurt. It's not going to take you. It's not hard to do. It can all be done online. It's real simple. The reason I say that is because things change, and you don't know what's happened to this particular individual or group of individuals that is touching your money. It's also important, you know, if you're going to have a contractor come to your house and maybe put a room addition on, I would hope you would take the time to go online and check the contractor's license out and see if he's had any complaints. Has anybody got injured on the job? Has the state had to come in and reprimand him? Has this person gone to jail? Have they been arrested? These are things that are important. Same thing, you know, and more so with your money. You're going to let someone touch your money. You know, let's go back to the Bernie Madoff thing that happened. The first thing is, you know, Bernie had a big carrot out there for everybody. He said they're going to make this kind of money, and which was kind of really unreal. But people believed him, and they gave the check to Bernie in his name and his company name, which you never want to do. Never write a check to a financial planner, a stockbroker, or an insurance agent. You know, we can't do that. You have to write it to the company. If they would have wrote it to the company that their money was with, they wouldn't have lost a penny. And that's the nice thing about it. But people should have done their due diligence on Bernie. I'm sure there was some stuff that they would have found if they would have done that. So twice a year, check out your financial planner, your stockbroker, your insurance agent. Now, the ways you can check me out is if you go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com. And the first thing you're going to see up top there is my mission statement and my philosophy on business. I think that's important. If someone's going to work with you, in a capacity, any capacity, but more so if it's your money, especially your dignity money, the money you got to live on. You should know what their mission statement and their philosophy on business is, because maybe it's different than yours, and maybe you don't want to deal with that person, and I totally understand that. The second thing you're going to find is a little bio on myself, talks about me and my daughters and some of the nonprofits that I've worked with, past president of the Camarillo Chamber, past president of Senior Nutrition Action Council, past Rotarian, some things like that. Then you're going to see ways to check out Ronald Grant. And the first way is through the California Department of Insurance. And I've given you a bullet point by bullet point way to check me out. I've given you my license number there. And you can go on and you can submit a query. Now, when you get on there, what are you going to see? Well, first of all, you're going to see, is my continued education courses up to date? Is my license current? And I got to tell you this, there's a lot of people that have inactive licenses. And I know some of them out there are doing business, which is against the law. So you want to know, do they have a current license? Are they under the auspice of the California Department of Insurance? That's important for you guys. Then you're going to see, has there been any consumer complaints? That's you guys, consumers. If so, how were those complaints handled? Then you're going to see, has the state ever had to reprimand me? And how was that handled? You're going to see what companies I'm appointed with to help you. See, I don't work for a company. I work for the client. You know, a lot of the people that you're doing business with are captive agents. They push and sell the products that their company wants them to push and sell. And that's what it is. If you work with me and we use any of the companies out there that I'm appointed with to help you, I get paid from the companies if I help you with a product, a service, or an account, and it comes out of their marketing budget, not your pocket. And by the way, if there's a company out there that I'm not appointed with, all I have to do is fill out the paperwork. They'll do the credit check. They'll do the criminal background check. And then they'll give me an authorization to go ahead and help you with that company. I mean, there's 37 to 45 companies out there that offer us, the investing public, these index-linked accounts. I deal with the top 4 to 6 each and every day, but I'm appointed with a lot of companies, as you'll see on the website there from the California Department of Insurance. So again, I recommend you check your people out. I don't care if you've had them 25 years. Stuff changes. Things change. You may not know that there is a problem going on until you look at it. Okay? Underneath the insurance commissioner is the National Ethics Association, the NEA. And they've done their due diligence, so you can contact them through the website that I gave you or through the 800 number. And that's important. Again, where does the best financial advice come from? It comes from you. You need to do your own due diligence. Please do your own due diligence, especially with your money. It's very, very important. So give me a call, 805-660-1313. If I can help you, keep that money safe and sleep at night.
So we do have Chick-fil-A giveaway coming up.
Oh, boy, get it ready. Get your instrument ready to do an email, whether it's a phone or a watch. Can you do the email from the watch? Spence?
I do believe you can.
Okay.
My wife's got one. She's a big shot. I don't have the. I don't have that, but she has an Apple
She's
Watch.
She's got an Apple Watch.
I think it's like Dick Tracy.
Okay.
It really is an innovation. My eyeballs, I don't think.
I can't see that.
I would need like a rather large watch on my wrist. I don't think it would work out.
Size
so
of
well.
A truck.
It wouldn't be so good.
Yeah, okay.
So we have Chick-fil-A giveaway coming up here, and you be ready. You be ready to win and enter with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. We are back. Back in 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Ron Grant. You know me from the radio as the host of the Safer Money Solution Show and as the original Safer Money Specialist. I'm focused on helping everyone who wants to retire one day and find a safe alternative to the risk and fees of the stock market. That's what I do. But what's in it for you? Why talk to me about your hard-earned money? The market's been up, so now is a great time to be a profit taker and take some of your money out of the Wall Street casino. As the original Safer Money Specialist, I'm focused on giving you some of the upside of Wall Street without the risk and fees and the downside. So call me now, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313. We'll talk about a guaranteed lifetime income and how to keep your money 100% safe. To learn more, tune into the Safer Money Solution Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. And let's start planning your guaranteed retirement. Call me today, 660-1313, and I'll show you how to keep your money 100% safe.
And we're back. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, eighth year, going into the ninth next year for 2019. We got a little giveaway.
Yes, we do. We're going to do Chick-fil-A giveaway. Thank you again, Robert, who owns the Chick-fil-A here in Ventura. For years now, he is so graciously giving gift cards to my listeners. You're going to give two cards to two people. This time it's breakfast, so you can have breakfast on Chick-fil-A. Great breakfast. I love that egg and that egg white and chicken on the the muffin.
The muffin.
Yeah, the muffin. It's really good.
It's good.
I like the biscuit, too, the chicken and the biscuit. But here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to my website, or excuse me, you're going to go to my email. That's ron@safermoneyspecialist.com. And in the subject line, you're going to write the word chicken. You're going to give me your name, your address, and your phone number. I have to give that to Robert. I will not call you. I'm going to give that to Robert because he's the one that's giving the gift cards out. And then I will personally mail those cards out to you on Monday. Take a couple days, you'll get them, and then pop over and have some breakfast on Chick-fil-A here in Ventura. I hope you're a winner. Do it now. Don't wait. Do it now because it's going to be timed, and I'm only going to take the first two people.
Got to be quick.
Got to be quick.
Quick on the Chick-fil-A. That's what you got to do right now. And let's talk about clients, the ones that you and your products are right for. Who's your target audience? Who fits best with what you offer folks?
Well, the people that I could help the best, Spence, are really between 55 and 75. Now, can I help younger people? Of course I can. I've got, 40-year-olds. I've got 18-year-olds. In fact, back in April, we did a lot of 18 to 40-year-olds for Roth IRAs. Some people that I'm doing right now, it's funny because I started about a year ago. I help a lot of hairdressers because they don't have any retirement set up for them, or they're independent agents, and I set up SEP IRAs for them so they can put more money in than the $5,000 or the $5,500 right now, which is actually going up. Excuse me, $6,500. So here's the deal. Think about this. If you're 55 to 75, that's a sweet spot, not only for the insurance companies, but for you both, for you guys too. So it's kind of a win-win. 55 to 75, they're getting ready to retire, or maybe they've already retired. The products are better. The caps are better. What is a cap? A cap is the way we can make our money. It's tied to the T-bill. And the caps go up. Right now, the caps are about 15 to 24%. We're not going to hold our breath on that, but that's our upside. What's our downside? Zero. So we're going to be somewhere between 0 and 24%. Now, if you are younger, not a problem. I can help you with that. If you are older, if you're into your 80s and 90s, there are still products out there for you that can keep your money 100% safe. Not a problem. You can get a reasonable range of return. Not a problem. Some of them may have small bonuses, which is not a problem. Here's the situation you have to understand. As we get older, the insurance companies, because the state of California requires it, says you have to have more liquid money than if you were younger. Say you're 40 years old. If you're 80 years old, you have to have a lot more liquid money than you do on a 40-year-old. Number one, a 40-year-old is probably still working, an 80-year-old probably isn't. Net worth, you have to have more net worth as you get older than you do if you are younger. Okay? Liquidity, again, you got to have some liquid money. And you got to have more liquid money when you're younger than if you're older. Also, we want to make sure that the income that you have is more than the outgoing that you have. Make sense? I know the government doesn't think that way, but that's what we have to do. So think about this. You have to, when you make money, you know, you get your paycheck, you can't spend it all. It can't be going out all on bills because that's not right. That's not a suitable sale to help somebody. And these are things that are set up for your protection, the consumer's protection. Okay, that's the situation. So that's why 55 to 75 is really the best area, has the best products, is the best for me helping people. But I can't help younger people. I can help older people. And I'll just say this too. I just started dealing with a lot of real estate agents here in the last probably 6 months. I've always dealt with them for years, but it seems like I'm getting more and more now because I've helped a few and they're kind of passing me around to their buddies. If you're a real estate agent and you have nothing set up, which most of you don't because you're independent agents, I can help you set that SEP IRA up that you can contribute to on a regular basis and build something for your retirement. You know, I don't know how long you want to sell houses or, you know, the market's down, the market's up. This way, at least you got some retirement that you can pay some of your bills with when you get older. So if that makes sense, definitely get a hold of me. Hairdressers and real estate agents, boom. You're both prime people for these products and to help you get set up with your SEP IRA. That means you can put more money in than just the traditional rate. So give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
Going into the holidays, always nice to know where your money's going to go, know where how safe it can be, which is totally safe. It's also nice to have a gift card. So if somebody meets with you to talk about making their money totally safe, they get a nice gift.
They do. We're going to sit down. I'm going to answer all your questions on a one-on-one basis. I'm going to ask a lot of questions. You're going to hopefully give me a lot of answers. And if you're between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe, remember with me, you'll never ever miss the upside of Wall Street, just the downside of Wall Street. Again, back in 08 and 09, when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I, we got a zero. Mm-hmm. And a zero is always, always better than a loss. Okay, we're going to talk about how to give you a guaranteed lifetime income if you'd like, or you just want to take out 10% of your penalty free, or maybe you just want to leave it there for your beneficiaries. It's parked money. Okay, when you pass away, it goes to your beneficiaries and you have that there. So those are some options that you have, which is nice. So meeting with me one-on-one and then the gift card. Give me a call, 805-660-1313. We're going to give you a $100 MasterCard or Visa. You can have lunch or dinner on me. You can pay a bill. You can go buy toys. Whatever you'd like to do with that $100 MasterCard or Visa, you can do with that. And I'll help you keep that money safe, let you sleep at night, get a reasonable range of return, stop paying the fees to your financial planner, stockbroker, and 401k company that are eating up your returns. And nice thing about it is you won't have to worry about your principal or your gains.
Just like that.
Just like that.
You know, just like what else?
What else? What
about Will Clark?
Hey,
Will. I just said Will Clark.
Who's Will Clark?
Will Clark is a giant. He used to be a really good baseball player. I'm such a knucklehead.
I don't know Will Clark.
Oh, wait. Okay. How many baseball fans do we have in the audience? I see hands going up right now.
Yeah, there's millions right out there watching the show.
It's Will Hart for crying out. One, wait. Let me do the math.
What?
One was a Golden Glove winner,
yeah.
And one, see what I did there, Will? I saved it.
And one is,
I like that.
It was torture, but I saved it.
Is my Golden Silver Man. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'd rather be a professional baseball player, though.
Yeah, really. I can dig that, especially with those contracts out there. Those are big bucks, man, mm-hmm. For sure. Well, if you haven't heard of Will Hart, he handles my gold and silver and platinum for myself and for my clients. He's helped me with my IRA, putting some gold coins in, and he can help. He's helped a lot of my clients, and he can help you also. The first thing we want to talk about, I think, is important because I mentioned it earlier on the show, is the right type of gold. I know there was a gentleman that had come to my dinner a couple years ago, and he had said that he had bought a gold coin from a pawn shop, and he decided to put it in his IRA or 401k, I don't remember which. And I guess somehow the IRS wanted to know where it came from and how it, and they found out it wasn't the right coin. So explain why there, why not all gold coins and stuff is right for our retirement plans.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a mistake that new gold companies, a lot of gold companies are popping up because everybody's expecting the market to go south, which means it's a really good time to be in gold. And so these companies will you know, try to assist people in putting precious metals in their IRA. The problem is if they don't have the knowledge, there are certain types of gold bars and coins that are not IRA approved. So you want to make sure you're dealing with a reputable company that knows the difference, because like you just brought up, if they put the wrong gold into the account that's not IRA approved, you will be penalized. And so you just want to avoid that.
Yeah, that's the problem. And he was penalized. And you don't want to give Uncle Sam any more than you have to. Mm-hmm. Also explain the difference between the paper gold, like the ETFs and the GLDs, versus physical gold, like the bars and the coins. Why it's important, in your opinion, of course, my opinion, because I have the real gold, why it's important to have real gold.
Sure. So when you talk to your financial advisor and you say, you know what, I am concerned about where the market's heading. I think I want to get some gold. Of course, the first thing I'm going to offer you is what they have, which is not, you know, they're not going to offer you physical gold if they don't have it. They're going to offer you paper gold, ETF, GLD. And in normal times, that's perfectly fine. If you're trying to get in and you get out, no big deal. The problem is that the market is poised for major correction based upon what everything that I'm reading out there, that the market is expected to make a big, big crash soon. And so if that in fact happens, well, your piece of paper, your leveraged gold, your ETF is, as I mentioned, leveraged. And I always give this example, you could have $1 million of gold bars in a vault, and they can leverage that 400 to 500 times that value. The problem is the principals, the ones that control that $1 million in bars, well, they have the right to reach in and grab those bars. So when the market crashes, trust me, they're going to run to that safe and they're going to get what their share is worth, leaving you now with a piece of paper leveraged against an empty vault. So you don't want to be in that position. And I mentioned this before, Ron, large number of our clients that are buying now were in paper gold, who realize what's about ready to take place and are converting that and getting physical gold. So they have the real McCoy like you have and like I have in our possession.
You know, it's funny how some people have the forethought like a premonition or whatever. I started meeting with people back in 08, and some of these people had pulled their money out just before, you know, they took a hit. And,
yeah,
you know, that's great. I mean, just too bad everybody can't do that. What is the ways that, or the options that people have to buy the physical gold, silver, and platinum, and how do they store those metals? What's the best way?
Sure. So the two ways to purchase precious metals, one is obviously with cash, where simply the person wires the funds over, writes a check, and then those metals, whatever they're looking for, get shipped, insured shipping right to their doorstep. Or the other option is an IRA rollover, which is tax-deferred, penalty-free. And those folks will do all the paperwork to help them set up with a precious metals custodian, will basically hold their hand through the whole process. There's never any, like, what's happening, that doesn't exist. And then as far as storing those metals inside the IRA, they can either have the metals stored at the Delaware Depository, where we'll help them set up an account, or they can have the metal stored in their own possession, still tax-deferred, penalty-free, and we'll, of course, explain how that all takes place. But we'll definitely take care of your listeners.
Yeah. Let's talk about the hedge against the dollar, because we've talked about the dollar before on the show, and I think it's important that we know where the dollar's going and it's not looking good.
Yeah, I mean, we see that it's almost $22 trillion in debt. Our dollar's lost 40% of its value in the past 10 years, simply due to inflation and devaluation. There's no sign that it's going to get any stronger, meaning that it's your dollar's going to all of a sudden the grocery, your $20 is going to fill up the grocery cart. Those days are long gone. So we always give that example, is that 100 years ago, gold was backed, or I should say the dollar was backed by gold. And a 1 ounce gold coin had a $20 value. A $20 bill was backed by 1 ounce of gold. So the two had the same exact value, $20 bill or a 1 ounce gold coin. And 100 years ago, a man could get a finely tailored suit, as an example, for $20 or 1 ounce $20 gold coin. Fast forward to today, and $20 is maybe going to buy the gentleman a pair of socks for a suit, but it's certainly not going to buy him a tailored suit. However, that 1 ounce gold coin, which has a value of over $1,300, is going to buy him a $1,300 suit. And so that's simply the the dollar continues to be devalued. So people, I always give that example of, if you had a time machine, you're going to leap forward 100 years in the future. Do you want to bury $100,000 in gold or $100,000 in cash? And nobody says going to bury $100,000. You know, even if it's a secured, airtight seal, it means the $100,000 literally in 100 years will be probably worth $10,000 today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, if it's important for you to be diversified, and we talked about true class diversification earlier on the show, listeners, so you understand that now. This is one way to have true class diversification is in the metals, especially with the dollar not doing well. If you would like to talk to Will, again, he's helped me, he's helped my clients, he can help you also. Give me a call, 805-660-1313. I will put you in touch with Mr. Will Hart. And you know what? It doesn't cost anything to talk to him. And remember, knowledge is power. Put the power on your side and get some knowledge from someone who deals in the real metals and knows what doing. Not the paper stuff, but the real thing that you can hold. You know, mine's in a safety deposit box. If I want, I can go there. And the nice thing about what Will did for me is he put me in different increments, eighth ounce, quarter ounce, half ounce, that type of thing. So if I ever want to sell some of it, I don't have to sell all of it. I can just sell increments. And I thought that was awful good, too. So.
Right.
Hey, buddy, listen, thanks for sharing some of your Saturday with us, and we will talk to you soon.
Look forward to it. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, we got a big deal coming up here, and I think I'm figuring out the hockey game is in Simi Valley.
Oh, it is?
It's at 5:30.
Oh, my God. Well,
so I can tamale.
It's 11-7. 11-7. So there's tamales tonight at Simi Town Center. If you want the exact address, it's 1555 Simi Town Center Drive. It's up First Street, up at the mall there. That's the outdoor mall. Live reindeer and tamales. From what I understand from a gentleman that I talked to, either some or all of the proceeds are going to the veterans. So I think that's not only that's just to even go up there for that reason, but we're going to try the tamales and have a good time. So hopefully you're going to come up there. I will be up there. I don't know what time I'm going, but I'm going to go up there for sure, and I'm going to have some tamales.
Beautiful view. It's a nice place. Yeah. And let's get out there, support the veterans, and get some outstanding tamales. One of the great Christmas treats. You know, when people talk about what do you have for Christmas dinner? What are you going to bring to a friend's house for fun? Tamales are a grand slam.
I like
them. You know, you come in, you get like 12, get a dozen, so, you know, people can feed off the big table.
Here's what I like. I wish they would have three chicken, three beef, three pork, and three green chili and cheese.
That's enough for me.
That would be fine, because now we have 12. A variety.
Yes.
But they want to sell you 12 of beef and 12 of pork and...
You got to mix.
I like the mix
variety
pack.
Is the way
variety.
To roll.
Variety. I like the variety because I like all of those flavors.
I'm with you 100%.
660-1313. We want everybody out there to have a blessed day, and let's be kind to one another.
Are you currently receiving steady paychecks? What about when you're retired? Will you receive a monthly check to cover your expenses and also have some fun? Ron Grant, the Safer Money Specialist, calls this mailbox money on his Safer Money Solutions radio show. It's the monthly check you'll receive throughout retirement. Ron wants to remove the stress from your retirement. He doesn't want you to worry about if the money will show up or how much money you'll receive. The only thing he wants you to think about is how to spend it when it arrives. Find out how to get enough money in your mailbox every month when you're retired. Call Ron at 660-1313. He has a retirement blueprint he will share with you. It will show you how to build a nest egg that will provide you with the guaranteed monthly income you'll need in retirement. Call Ron at 660-1313 to schedule a meeting and receive your retirement blueprint. Call now, 660-1313.